I am incredibly proud of our purchase of Liberty Park. It is probably the legacy project besides Cornerstone, but this is the legacy project, I think, for our community. When I took office, we had about 300 acres of parkland open space, and we now have over 2,000 acres. Mayor Karabek always loved that property, walked it. He talked to the owner of the property and had a letter of intent that the city of Twinsburg would be able to purchase it at some point. He left office, and I was able to negotiate the purchase. He had already set the price, so I was able to negotiate the purchase. It was difficult. It took over a year to be able to do that because the owner kept vacillating back and forth. Did he really want to do this? There could have been 2,000 to 3,000 homes on that property. So did he want to be a developer, or did he want to be the beneficiary of the sale? So it took a long time. It worked out. We purchased the property for $11 million, and it was the catalyst, that 900 acres, for Summit County to continue land purchase in that area and create that link all the way from the city of Twinsburg down to Tinkers Creek State Park. And they've been assembling property in Aurora and the township and Hudson, Streetsboro. So that was the linchpin, and then in that entire park system over there. Keith Shy was the executive director of Metro Parks serving Summit County. And Keith and I became great friends. We had the same kind of philosophy about parkland. And he's the one that suggested that though the city of Twinsburg owned the land, that Metro Parks would be able to manage the land for us. We had lots of discussion on it, and it made sense because we don't have the kind of personnel that he has. We don't have the knowledge. We don't have the skills to manage that kind of property. So he invited me to meet with the commissioners, the Summit Metro Parks commissioners, and he convinced them that this would be a good partnership to enter into, that we would own the property, but they would manage it. The one thing they didn't want to do was manage the active recreation, the baseball fields, the soccer fields, things like that. That's not what they wanted to do. They wanted to be able to preserve and conserve the ledges and the wetlands. And so after several meetings with the commissioners, we were able to convince them that this would be a good relationship for us. Now, one of the things they wanted to do, because Twinsburg is not in the park district, is include us in their levy, which I think is about 1.68 mils, and our residents would have to pay that. My job was to convince them that our contribution to the park system is the land itself, because our residents voted to purchase it, and that's about what they're paying in their taxes for the purchase of the property. So after some deliberation, they came to the conclusion that, yes, that would be our contribution. So we are not in the park system, technically, but they do manage our park for us. And it's been a great association.